Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Let's give a shout out to Gunner's favorite sponsor, Crayola Color Wonder. Crayola Color Wonder is a line of magical mess-free markers, stamps, paper, and paint designed for kids ages 3 and over. They're here to take the mess out of your kids' creative expression. It doesn't limit them. It only enhances it. It's so fun for us when like the colors appear on the paper. It really makes it like a whole new level of fun. The color only appears on the special Color Wonder paper, which is amazing because that means it never appears on the skin, his clothes, clothes or furniture or carpet. This season, buy one mess-free Color Wonder and get 150% off with free shipping at Crayola.com/Spidey. I mean, Gunner loves it. And I can relax knowing that there won't be a mess to clean up because I have enough messes. They have all his favorite characters from Disney, Nickelodeon, Peppa Pig, and so many more, which makes it really fun because he already identifies with it and loves it. Just enhances the whole experience. It keeps him busy in the car, on planes, and at grandma's house, at Tallulah's, waiting for a doctor's appointment. It's magical distraction everywhere we go.
Again, buy one mess-free Color Wonder and get 150% off with free shipping at Crayola.com/Spidey. Your kids will thank you one day. That's Crayola.com/Spidey.
Episode of Make Spidey Famous Again. Sorry if there's any interference with the monitor. I have to use it. Sorry. It's just the way it is. We're in Colorado.
Explain to anybody who just happened to this be their first freaking podcast. What are you talking
about? There's background noise from the baby monitor. And then I can use our cameras.
We have great equipment and a great producer, Steve, but it's the baby monitor.
So, sorry.
You can see it from here. Why don't you put it on the couch chair? Well.
And our battery just dropped
another bar. So, this is going to be a podcast in fast forward because we need our whole hour show in one bar of battery.
Yes. So, we are in Colorado for Christmas. Yay. I'm so excited. This has been so awesome. And all my prayers came true to get here because it was very hectic to get here. We had Kelsey, who is our employee for Pratt Daddy and also watches our dogs and started watching our dogs. That's how we found amazing Kelsey. And she, so we had.
You're out of breath from running to the monitor.
This altitude really got me.
We gotta get you jogging or something. Look like you need Gatorade or something. Oh my God. I guess it was a quick movement.
I'm tired.
Oh my God, I'm going to get water. You got me looking tired.
So anyways, we had her come with us to take our car so we didn't have to leave it at the airport. And then all of a sudden we're there and we hit crazy traffic. We're already like maybe not going to make the flight because with traffic getting there and getting out the door a little late, everything where you can barely make it with TSA pre-check, running to the gate type of thing. So as one of the lanes is closed and we have to go all the way around the airport to get in, the tire light comes on and I'm like, uh-oh, what's going on? Maybe it's just low pressure. This happened before. Sensor's like, look out the window. I look out the window. It looks like the tire's flabbing over, you know, and it's like kind of hanging.
We look like we're on a getaway. This is the only time you should drive on a tire like this if you're being chased.
So he's like, how flat is it? And I'm like, I don't care. You better freaking get there because this is the trip. And it was halfway flat, right? Like the tire is completely halfway flat.
I'm sorry. I don't believe you. I think you fake looked. Show me video.
Yeah, like
it felt very,
God,
I was, please, felt like metal.
We're not far, God. Please. Yeah, it did feel like metal because it was basically there. I'm like, please, God, we need to make this flight. This is such a big deal to me. Anyways, Kelsey's like, what do you think I'm going to do? I'm like, I don't know. I think you're going to have to call.
You got AAA?
Spencer was your AAA. And the guy answers the phone. He's like, hello, ma'am. How are you? And she's like, I'm okay. And he's like, are you at safety? She's like, I'm not sure yet.
She's like, can we finish that at the end of the conversation? But Heidi is fast forward a huge part. We weren't at LAX yet. We were on what street is that?
The Airport Way or whatever.
We were way farther from like, oh, we're pulling up at Terminal 1. If there hadn't been gridlock traffic, there's a physical impossibility we would have made this fight. But since we were going so slow, it was the first time I was like, nobody speed up. If I was in Vegas, I would have bet every single dollar. I'm glad I don't go to Vegas and bet that we were going to miss that flight and have AAA and everyone honking at us and blocking one lane of already most insane. Oh, my mom sent me a link.
It was the most,
it was the craziest traffic day. Yeah, there's no more Ubers allowed at the airport. You couldn't have.
Oh my gosh, I would have walked.
Yeah, with five bags and Gunner.
It was such a nightmare. So, yeah, so I didn't know if fast traffic would be better or worse. You think slow traffic would have been better?
I think it's safer for us to be driving on three tires as slow as possible. That's my logic, but no, I'm not an expert in
logic
this.
Good logic. So anyways, thank God United is the first left and cuts through. And so I'm like, okay, yes, here we are, cut left. And then all of a sudden we're like on the rim and we have like half a mile to go. You know, like it basically got completely flat. And then we like pull up to the baggage check outside and Spencer's like moving forward. I'm like, I don't think you can move forward anymore as I like
don't
get out of the car.
Move
and I'm like, don't
car.
Even move like 1 inch. Not
there
even
just metal
like,
on.
Yeah.
So, you know, I asked the, God, what's their title? I don't want to say curbside check. If that's not the title, excuse me, all due respect. I was like, have you ever seen anyone get a flat tire at right here? And he's like, maybe once in history, because it did. I'm sure it was a good test for security because I was thinking this would be like a setup. Like I felt like we were, it felt shady. Like, oh, we have a flat tire with our SUV right here at the airport.
I felt like it was ballet. I'm like, Kelsey, just go.
Oh, it is a good way to where they can't rush you. Also, yeah, I had felt like, no rush.
Usually, I felt like VIP.
You can't get out of the car. You got a circle.
I felt total VIP. I was like, okay, Kelsey, just stay here no matter what. But she had the best attitude. And she's like, well, it's always an adventure with you. I'm like, thank you so much for a great attitude. At 6 in the freaking morning, like you just drove from Santa Barbara. She was been up since like 5 driving to her house. I mean, she got up at like 4:30.
Well, all I can say is I'm going to DM our friend or text or even FaceTime and call and be like, how do we not get sponsored ads from Spade and Arrow? Like, how is Crystal Rewind, Caitlin Bristow, Wine Works better at altitude. How do we not have a wine sponsor on this podcast? We always drink wine. She calls her podcast Off the Vine. We're off the bottle. We need a wine sponsor. Caitlin, if you're listening, you need to write that check. We would love to take you as a sponsor.
Funny. So anyways, Gunner had to have his own first class seat, his own seat. Because he's 2 now. And at first I was so frustrated because I'm like, that's so much more money. We just get first class for ourselves and one more ticket.
One trip of the year.
Right. It's one trip of the year. So
paid for by miles.
And we get the first class.
We deserved it.
We
earned it. We should be on a jet.
Yeah. It's so hard to sit in the seat. You like need the extra room. And anyway, so I got him his own first class seat and I was so nervous about how he would do. He freaking loved it. I tried to sit in his seat once with him and he fully kicked me out. He had the little breakfast tray. He had his movies. It was such a great flight. And then in the airport, everything went so perfectly. It was totally God's favor. It was so thankful. And then in the terminal, he had so much fun running around and then he fell asleep. He had a 45 minute nap on the next flight, which was so great. He just fell asleep in my arms and I kind of started rocking him like I used to because I'm like, okay, if I rock him a little bit, he's already looking tired. He fell right asleep. And it just reminded me of when he was such a little baby and I used to rock him to sleep. It's like, I wonder why I have back problems or I'm healing, but it's like, I would be rocking this child in the most awkward positions for like a year and a half with my whole body into it. So, anyways, thank God I'm on the bed.
I do miss the looks on your face.
It's like a piece of love,
intensity.
Panic.
I'm gonna die.
Well, get ready.
Oh,
they won't be coming back. The intensity, you know. Hopefully.
I think you should just wear a back brace.
Yeah, but I don't know about the pressure on your stomach and all that.
No, not when you're pregnant.
Oh,
that's a wrap for you. I mean, after this time when you're rocking.
Right. Yes, you're totally. So
you also weren't doing, that's what you need to come out with, like the baby back exercise training kit. That's like a,
it should
a
be
workshop,
like baby boot camp, just to like.
I'm sure that already exists, but that's, uh-huh. That seems like a pretty mainstream idea.
I'm going to come out with,
I'm going to come out with abs in 3 minutes for moms. Oh, what a trip. This altitude just has me delirious.
So,
delirious. Oh, Heidi has me on.
Don't you?
Oh, Heidi has me on gunner duty here. And yeah, it was
here and at home.
No, at home, he doesn't wake up every hour. I'm sure it's because he's so thirsty.
Well, I gave you the handoff right before that. A few times we were up every hour.
A few times. I'm already at a few times.
I mean, a few times within the weeks, like every week he was doing that. That's what I was telling you. I was like, this is crazy. Because it was every hour. And then sometimes it'd be every half an hour. And then sometimes every 2 hours, even every two. Yeah. He's been way better for you.
Okay.
That's what I'm like.
Okay. Well, at altitude, it's harder. Well, it's not my bed. I'm always worried about allergies. And are these sheets even clean?
I was thinking today how far you've come with so much stuff. Like how amazing.
Don't even bring it up because I won't even be able to do it if I acknowledge it.
No, it's awesome. You should feel really proud of yourself.
Yeah, I love renting strangers' houses and staying in them. Big Brother was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah, I think that's really
all
good for you.
I know. Everyone should have to do Big Brother in England. You're just happy you have your old bed.
But anyways, so Gunner has been having so much fun. He says snow. At first, yeah, it's hard to tell sometimes if he's saying no or snow, but 99% of the time now, especially if we're outside, it's snow, snow, snow. He's having so much fun here.
I think I can always tell. It's just like it has a different tone.
But he went skiing for the first time, and I got these stupid skis that I totally got the wrong size.
How did you research that so terrible?
Yeah.
No, for real. You've been planning this trip for your whole life.
On Amazon. Yeah, I totally got the wrong thing. So tomorrow we're going to go get real ski boots.
Heidi got sticks with ropes.
They're plastic
sleds. Sticks.
Plastic sleds.
Little sleds that you rope their normal, like, walking boot. You rope, yeah, it didn't
work.
Yeah,
so my sister got that for Isaiah.
I don't know, not that model.
I know, not that model.
So you just said, got
that. So she got ones like that for Isaiah, and they were supposedly, like, the best things ever. And so I just tried to find the most similar thing on Amazon, and they are a total fail, and I think for, like, way bigger kids. So anyways, tomorrow we're going to go skiing and have my mom take him. She puts him in between his legs and skis down. Oh my gosh, he's screaming, having the most fun ever. And then he stands up and goes up the moving like escalator. So I'm going to wake up early tomorrow with my mom and get my ski stuff and Gunner's ski stuff.
Why, are you just going to go up on the mountain and bust out some Crayola color wonder and just have a magical mess-free marker party on the mountain in your ski outfits?
Oh my gosh, we love. Actually, speaking of these Crayola color wonders, we had them on the airplane and they were so awesome, especially in his seat all alone and not as, you know, able to be there. He had so much fun with the Peppa Pig ones. He had so much fun with the Paw Patrol ones. So these are amazing because the color only appears on a special color wonder paper, never on the skin, clothes, furniture, carpet, or airplanes. This holiday season, buy one mess-free color wonder and get one 50% off with free shipping at crayola.com/spidey. I mean, Gunner loves it. I love it. And I could really relax knowing there won't be such a mess to clean up. And they have all his favorite characters from Disney, Nickelodeon, Peppa Pig, so many more. It keeps him busy in the car, on the plane, grandma's house, Tallulah's, waiting at a doctor's appointment. I mean, it's really a magical distraction anywhere we go.
Oh my gosh, buy one mess-free color wonder and get 150% off with free shipping at crayola.com/spidey. Your kids will thank you one day. That's crayola.com/spidey. Yeah, I love Crayola.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like
ha 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 ha!
time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Can I just talk about what I don't love is being in a mountain town where our whole entire business is e-commerce and the Wi-Fi at this freaking this mountains. How do these people live like this?
Well, mom's Wi-Fi is great.
Yes, it is, but we don't get to spend the majority of our time there. And I mean, I never imagined being so upset that I can't even do cameos. Thank you to everyone that books us on Cameo. If you got your Cameo late and you're a listener or you wanted a Cameo and maybe it didn't go through, you can blame Colorado Crested Butte Wi-Fi situation. And again, thank you for booking us. I've never thought wishing everyone Merry Christmas while drinking champagne as a side job would be so fun.
And it took me 1 hour to upload one the other day. It kept going like loading 5%, 10%, and then it got to 99% and went back to zero. I was like, ah, ha, ha, ha. Yeah.
What was I trying to update here last in the summer?
Oh, I think your phone or something.
Oh, something.
But it seems like every time we're here, we have some kind of work drama. So
not drama.
I'm glad that I got the boxes. I try to like think ahead of time and ship boxes ahead of time for the pendants. And of course, the few pendants that I brought like all sold on the flight here. I'm like, man, what the heck?
I told Heidi, don't bring the less expensive pendants.
Some were expensive.
Yeah, under 1,000 people buy up all day long. It's only the ones that we really need to influence on the more high-end elite stones.
But I feel like lately, this past week, my best has been showing a variety of...
Yeah, but not on a trip.
Okay, yeah, well,
that's what my whole pitch was, like, that's gonna sell.
So they sold, and then I just got the boxes today. So if you bought your Proud Daddy Crystal from me, that's
gonna
FedEx
it. No,
overnight, and you're getting a free bracelet. So
really,
yeah,
that's breaking news. Wine, really, Heidi.
I already talked to Heidi about it.
The CEO's over here giving away stuff. I'm impressed.
Yeah, three of them.
Oh, okay. Heidi can handle that. But, yep, we got our boxes. That's just such a miracle. We have Proud Daddy moving into 2020. We already talked about the Facebook party, right?
I'm going to write it. FabFitFun
party. This is why big time we haven't, but this is why we're a big time podcast, like famous again. Like that's probably the new brand. We're gonna have like a team of producers that gives us like what you covered last week. Oh, what's on your outline for this week? Because we're gonna
Caitlin Bristow.
Yeah, we met her. What's her name? Cleo. Her is that her manager? Whatever. Cleo. I think it's Cleo. Is a freaking superstar. We need a Cleo for our podcast in life. So watch out, Kayla. You're gonna be our new wine sponsor. We're gonna swoop Cleo from you.
Okay, we're just merging with the Kayla Bristow podcast.
We're a spinoff. We're on the Off the Vine Network. How Lady Gang has a network.
That is so funny. So, yeah, but tomorrow's Christmas Eve, and my sister was here with her son for a few days, which was so fun. Definitely more fun for Gunner than him, but it's harder being with the. Being the older kid, the little kid's not as fun. So the Bacons are definitely more fun. Yeah, but he was such a little trooper. And then we went skiing. We're going to go skiing again tomorrow. Gunner loves being in his little sled. He is so much fun. And thank God my dad, Chef Tim Egelhoff, check out his website, timegelhoff.com.
Swipe up for a cookie meal in Crested Butte, Colorado. If you are really bawling, he'll drive out to Gunnison, maybe. Oh, shout out our sponsor, Bel Campo, who came through. I didn't really think it was going to happen, but, you know, they had offered to send like a prime rib for our Christmas. And I was like, oh, we're going to be in Colorado. Thank you so much. And the CEO, Anya, was like, oh, we can send it there. I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. I was like, okay, here's the address. No response. Just assume like people always are like, we can, like, we can do anything, but do you do it? And today we heard there's a big package from Bel Campo Meats. So that's pretty exciting that Chef Tim Egelhoff, we're going to get him on the IG story with the tags and the swipe ups because we're trying to turn him into a social media star.
It's really hard.
It's this guy just, he says it over and over and he's like, I just don't see the purpose. I'm like, because I know chefs that literally don't even have to leave their house that make scary money now off of IG and just cooking, and they don't even have their skills.
It's hard for him to believe.
I know, but if you don't, like, I wouldn't believe a lot of things unless I try it. Like, yeah, you know.
And also, he's like a one-man team, so he's so busy cooking.
I can't hear his excuses.
Have
4 photos a day or is not like, I don't, he doesn't need to be like going live and doing Q&A's. But in the town, it's so small, the stakes are, it's like one thing to go try to be the breaking top chef in LA in Crested View. You, if you did it right with social media and buzz and all the right, you know, the game, he could be the star chef of Crested View that everyone Thank would have right. at every birthday party, every holiday. I know he's already booked out, but he could train his sous chef. His brand's so strong because he had the restaurant here, the first fine dining in like 30, 40 years or whatever. So they're just not, I mean, they're not drinking enough espresso, because if they were drinking, I mean, there's good espresso in this freaking town and the altitude, if they doubled up their shots.
We need to give them more coffee, because I heard my dad say this morning, he's like, I wonder what it would taste like if I reused my ground beans. I said to him, we have so much coffee we've given you guys.
I was
going to
pack it, and then I didn't want all my clothes.
He was like, no,
coffee.
I just want to see it. It might taste good. And he's like, so I'm going to try it. And I was like,
you're not
don't
getting
do that
any coffee. This is a dark story. Maybe we edit this out.
No, there's no logic. Wanted to see what I can tell. Like. My mom is like, don't do that. It's not going to taste good.
It's altitude.
And he's like, I'm going to do it.
So,
yeah, but
yeah, we're
going
to
so
tell
fun.
Kelsey, I have 3 brand new, shout out to LA Coffee Club, to have her send, I have 3, maybe 4 brand new pounds of coffee, different roasters. Text her right now, like, yo, I can't hear. My father-in-law's drinking reused coffee. It's getting dark. I don't even care for the taste. We need the potent stuff. Back to rewind, before we went to Colorado, we went to our FabFitFun holiday party, and it was the most inspiring thing I've seen, really knowing that these brothers created this brand out of nowhere. I mean, to really figure out the FabFitFun and to team up with all the influencers on Instagram and become a $1 billion brand in it's like 3 years or 4 years. I mean, ridiculous. And all due respect to them, it's a purple beautiful box with different products in that you get for a great deal, right? But still, this is like, how is this rocket science? These are the people that are just so genius. Like, I imagine if I told Heidi I'm drinking some of this wine up at Altitude, like, I'm gonna fill a box with all these like great products, sell it to people, and they did it. So we went to their ridiculous party. It was like a block long, and shout out our management team. I'm just gonna throw you on blast because I know you're not listening. Hey, FYI, if it's a holiday all white party with over 1,000 people there, please don't let your clients wear pretty much all black, and like, I think I had a black leather jacket. I mean, wearing all black, as black as you could get. We were like goths, and we were already on the way to the party, and it hit me like, what's the dress code for this? It was like the Holy Spirit. Heidi emails,
I was like, I don't know, probably, you know, jeans.
And he's like, whatever.
I don't know. What?
No, your exact quote. It was no dress code at the pool party. I said that to the CEO, and I was like, he looked at me like I was as stupid as they get. Like, it's a pool party. Like, people are wearing bathing
suits. No costume at the Halloween party.
Bathing suits and bikinis. And here I So yeah, we were not in all white.
But I had so much fun. It was the first time we danced in so long, even though it was like 30 seconds. These nice people came up and asked for photos, which was so nice. And I want to say, this is my only 20 seconds to dance.
Please stop interrupting all year.
Yeah.
I will dance till Gunner's prom. Like, I'll be standing
as
a guardian.
Yeah. So, but if you have a creative kid like we do, you need to check out Crayola Color Wonder. Take the mess out of your kid's creative expression. Mess-free markers, stamps, paper, and paint. Designs for ages 3 and over. You're welcome. I know we love painting so much, and Gunner loves just all the different creativity. So that's why this is the best for us. And this season, buy one mess-free color wonder and get one 50% off with free shipping at crayola.com/spidey. The color only appears on the special color wonder paper, never on the skin, clothes, furniture, or carpet. And does your child have aspirations to become the next doctor or maybe even the next president of the United States? Hello, I know Gunner does. Make sure they're off to a good start in life with Crayola Color Wonder. Gunner loves coloring his favorite characters. We love not having to clean up the mess, which really means me. And you're going to love it too. Take it anywhere. It's a magical distraction everywhere you go. Hello. Again, buy one mess-free color wonder and get 50% off with free shipping at Crayola.com/Spidey. That's Crayola.com/Spidey. Happy holidays. And you're welcome for that gift right there. That's our Christmas present to you guys.
Gosh, we are like Christmas angels.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze. And it felt a little like... Time to go. Ah! Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
That's Gunner's favorite thing to say. It's so cute. Oh, 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 oh. This should just be called Gunner's Parents Podcast.
Yep, pretty much.
Oh, so yeah, other thing that happened at the FabFitFun party is I'm driving, so I'm drinking all these waters, just like, can we go? Because I can't get as tight as I'll dance mode. I'm drinking all the water. And all of a sudden, the security guy's like, man, that's so cool. You're drinking that. I'm like, I'm looking at my water. I was like, I can get you. And he's like, nah, I don't want to get in trouble. And I'm like, it's just water. And he's like, nah, look at that, homie. Like, I love this guy. And he literally was on it because there was gold flakes in the water. And I had probably drank like 3 of these. And he's like, that's like gold water, which I didn't know was a thing. And
the aliens drink gold, Spencer.
We have read in conspiracy books as a joke long time ago.
Actually, no, Crystal Guide said that.
Okay. Shout out Henry, who said he was alien, told us he tried it because a different alien would always come in this crystal shop and ask for gold flakes because this type of alien ate gold flakes. This is real life crystal world, people. I'm not BSing.
We're like, okay.
Okay, well, I'm good. We don't need any gold flakes. But the other night at FabFitFun at the party, these bottles of water had all these gold flakes in it.
I found it.
I was like, I'm going to get my money. I didn't feel too good about drinking that much gold. But secret, is this a conspiracy that all the aliens were at the FabFitFun winter party drinking gold? I don't know.
Maybe they all came down from Mars for the FabFitFun party.
Yes, I do. Why he's so freaking funny. Oh, Gunner's new favorite game. If you it's worth trying for $15 if your kid needs a game. It's called the fishing game with these little fishing poles. Holly, Heidi's sister, got it for her son. And Gunner didn't let go of it and took it home. So we got her a new one. We're going to order it. This one's ours.
Gunner and he sits there. And I've never seen him have such a long attention span for anything. He had played that game for an hour straight, bringing it everywhere. I asked him if he wanted to wrestle Isaiah, which is his favorite thing to do, wrestle his cousin. And he would rather have
this little pole and sit on the floor and try to get the fishing pole in the mouths of these little fish that open and close. This game for $15, I want to call their owners and be like, you could be selling this to for $1,000+, my friend.
But today he's over it. So it was like 2 days. He just threw all the fish away.
That was a funny. That was so funny.
Well, they're gone.
He wants them back in it.
I don't know where half of them are.
They're all over the stairs through everyone. He thought it was the funniest thing in the world. He caught all the fish. He was like, bye, fish.
Man, big deal. He just fell asleep by himself tonight as I walked out the door.
It was done. She was like, bye.
You're falling asleep.
You're asleep. Bye.
So
I'm going to finish my glass of wine.
I'm sleeping upstairs, which is so nice because I haven't been in a bed in like 2.5 weeks. So last night I slept 5 hours straight and then I heard Gunner crying and I woke up and then I slept 4 hours straight. That is the best sleep I've had in 2 years. Unbelievable. So Spencer's sleeping downstairs next to Gunner and I am sleeping upstairs. Oh my gosh. I think I'm going to have to get a bed at home. But eventually, I need to go back in my own bed. I want to be in my own bed and sleeping there. But it's
I'm
so
good. I don't miss you telling me I can't breathe. I can't cough.
That's not what happened.
If I were to breathe too loud, you would look at me like you're going to kick me out
only
of bed.
Only if I'm falling asleep and you go, it's like, okay.
It's dry
I'm
air.
Just falling
I need
asleep.
To clear my throat.
Sometimes you do it like.
I don't do it on
And then you wake me up every time I'm falling asleep. Spencer knows I have the hardest time falling asleep. Like, it's so hard for me every time he comes in and he either like
comes
pushes
in
me, like talks to me.
At night.
He either wants to tell me one last thing or show me one last thing on his phone or like give me one last hug. I'm like, it just took me 20 minutes to fall asleep and you get me right as I'm like dozing off to the land
news.
A nod.
I never waste. It's something important.
It's something important that I could definitely wait till tomorrow.
Like tonight, I would wake you up to tell you.
You want to dance with me? Slow-mo.
No, that's not a joke.
We had a slow-mo romantic dance the other night. It was the best highlight of my whole year.
Oh my God, Heidi is, she has wild dreams. In our breaking pop culture news, Heidi doesn't even know about this big controversy. I definitely saw Sophia Richie, Scott Disick, Ryan Philippe. Who else I see? All of these, celebrity, famous people went to a music festival in Saudi Arabia, which. Saudi Arabia, there's lots of controversy, obviously, if you read the news.
Oh,
I don't have time to read the news, but it's not such a fun place for most women, is what I've read. And so all of these celebrities got paid a scary amount of money for this alleged, everyone's saying in the media, this rebrand for Saudi Arabia and like, oh, we have music festivals. We're still like, not like
really?
Oppressive, blah, blah, blah. And all these celebrities have these like captions like, I love Saudi Arabia. Best place ever. And I was thinking though, I don't,
idiocracy.
I would just keep it real and be like, out here, maybe you legally can't for the money, but if they paid me to go to this place that was super controversial, I'd definitely just put in the caption like, I needed the money. I love Saudi Arabia.
So
it's
gnarly.
Super drama. And like Ryan Philippe is going back and forth with commenters like, they're working on getting better and that's the point. It's about progress. I was like, dude, just stop. Just say they paid me. I think I read people were getting 8 figures. And so I think that's like double digit millions. I don't know.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I could buy a house.
Yes, you could. So you probably would have been in Saudi Arabia.
Well, You know,
you're like, all these models are like with my Saudi girls, and like they're like IG bikinis. Girl outfits, and then behind them all the women are in the I'm not gonna say it wrong. It starts with a C, I think. I'm not even gonna try to play that game. So wild. So that's in
they
the news.
Done something helpful
and then
it.
Also very entertaining in the news. I saw Hillary Duff going off she always gets into it so wild, tweeting and doing videos about paparazzi. And this day was extra, like all these tweets and these things, and ends up later that day she has a secret wedding in a backyard. So really she was like, oh my god, they're gonna get the wedding shots over. So there was so much more to that I haven't seen anyone connect, is because she was acting like it was this is in the time of Me Too, how can three men follow me around? It's like, because you're Hillary Duff with 14 million followers, and you're on your own Netflix reboot, and you're about to get married in a backyard, and your photos are worth probably like 20, 30. That wedding photo could be 100K. It's called their business. And trust me, these guys would rather probably not follow you around. So that whole thing, I was like, she has to know what she's talking about. And I think she was just trying to like get these people to back off so they didn't get the big scoop of the backyard wedding, which photos she then put on her IG, which she monetizes. So shout out to the Paps. I'm sorry you guys got played if you didn't get that shot, but you were on the case. You were like Lizzie McGuire. Didn't she play Lizzie McGuire?
Yeah. Oh, isn't that her reboot?
Wasn't she a detective?
Yeah, it's not her reboot. Not a detective.
Oh.
Shoot. It's like the half cartoon.
Who's the detective? Where are you going?
I'm the monitor.
Where do you think you're leaving the podcast booth?
You know what? For some celebrities, that's the funniest part. It's like you make so much money and you're a celebrity and it's a trickle down theory, and you have posed several times for like paparazzi and you just want the money off of it. But also when people, it's almost discrediting the whole Me Too thing. Like you're taking it so far and out of context, you don't realize like what the Me Too movement is really there for. Like it's like the overusage of bullying. It's like, no, bullying is a really serious thing. And if you just don't like someone, you can't say, oh, they're bullying me. It's like, no, that's a whole different thing. So
yeah, I think if she was just plotting to get them off her case, checkmate. But yeah, that was in the news. So congratulations on the wedding to his name. I read was Matt Como. I don't know if it's true. Something about being in a band with bowling experiment. I don't know. I'm very excited. Oh, here's the best part of this whole Hillary Duff news. She was in the news a lot. I had a lot of my tweets I was reading. She did this video, which I went and looked and it was gone. I don't know if she deleted it, if it was old, or if this was just a highlight somebody put together. I guess she was at war with her neighbor in her building. I can't imagine it not being a ridiculous one of those like Wilshire Corridor, $4 million condo type buildings. And she's at beef with some guy, some younger guy, and she's like doing videos naming his first and last name, talking about how he smokes cigarettes and marijuana and all night long, and he's loud and he's breaking furniture. Please have respect. I know you didn't get any of your money and your mommy and daddy are paying for this. And then she's doing like the cat. She's like
exploiting him too.
I wrote it definitely looked like cyberbullying. But
what is her deal?
So she's like almost right now for me this week in entertainment. She was like, it was like, I feel like a throwback to Amanda Bynes, who really glad she got
Did
out
she
of
she remarry her baby daddy or someone new?
Someone new.
Oh.
I think she is pregnant. Oh. I think they have a kid. I don't know that much about her. I tell you, it's just a few tweets.
You know
this week.
About her.
This was the big two tweets. I could also tell you Cody Simpson was seen with a Playmate of the Year. And Miley did a whole post about it was a throwback of some. Oh, thank you to that Predator.com sale. I hope it was $1 million. So this girl, So Miley did a post about being lonely. She actually said she wrote it years ago when a loved one was on a set and they couldn't be together, blah, 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 blah. And so it made it even look more like he was in New York or whatever, cheating with this playmate. Ends up, the rep comes out, I feel like a long 24 hours later as a follower here, and says that this is one of Liam's good friends, girlfriend of 3 years. He's obviously not in the photos, but I'm sure he's off to the right, I'm guessing. And it's completely outrageous, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I thought Cody Simpson was the only guy who was not a jerk or whatever. I didn't know if it was a bad word.
Oh.
I don't know. What kids are listening to this? I don't know.
So speaking of kids, we got to prank call my niece who is working for my dad today.
And they're so funny with the prank calls. You're like the,
it's
only
the prank call family.
Yeah.
And so
really liked
I pretended to be an old person, my tooth falling out, and my niece literally was like, not funny.
No, at first she didn't.
No, she didn't get it, obviously.
And then I finally chimed in. I'm like, she's not going to get in. She's going to hang up. I was like, hey. She's like, oh my gosh. She's like, you did sound like the older people
that call.
And then Gunnar was in the background doing exactly so. Spencer was like, how? And then Gunnar went,
Gunnar didn't stop making my old. Gunnar is
so funny. He is so freaking funny. I love that kid so much. Oh, I have a really cute Gunnar story. So he like stuck up for his little friend the other day when these big kids were like coming for his truck, and he like saw the whole thing happening. I'm sure I said this story. Anyways, so his little friend last night, the power went out in his house, and the little friend started, when he got upset, started crying, saying, "What, Gunner? What, Gunner?" Like that Gunner is his little protector and what makes him happy. So sweet. And this best friend is like the best, and his mom is one of my favorite people ever. I absolutely love her. I'm like, she's really my only mom friend right now. And anyways, she's amazing and so cool, and I love hanging out with her. And thank God Gunnar loves her son, and that they're like gonna be best friends for life, I think, you know. And two little souls two little souls connect, you could just tell they're best friends. So yeah, it's really fun. So anyways, my dad has been cooking for us, which has been awesome, because going out into town is so busy right now, and then sitting in these restaurants and spending all this money for something that's also not as enjoyable with Gunner, with everything. I'm just so thankful we've been able to stay here. I don't think anyone's going to be worrying about the monitor with the bags crunching, with the water going. Oh my gosh. It's right here. It was right here. All that noise is literally, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
We're in the studio.
So anyways, also with Pratt Daddy 2020, we are redoing everything. So I've been in the office at least for, I would say like a week and a half, 2 weeks every day.
Twice a day.
Yeah, twice a day sometimes, and really checking in, because I'm like, I need to make sure everyone is on it. Everyone knows what they're doing. Everyone's communicating. Like, I feel like not being in there, and Spencer's been the one saying that, like, we need to be in there. But when Spencer's in there, he's doing so many different things than what I'm doing, and he's dealing more with the photographer and stuff, but I need to be
creative director.
Creative director.
Gosh.
Yeah, I did give him that title.
I know, so you just took it back so fast.
Director, and I need to be checking in more with like our other employees also, and making sure everything is on track. And so ever since I've been there, it's been a great shift for the overall company, and just seeing like what holes are missing, what is going on, and then also just being there with so much more of the product. So that's been great. And then with the Hills, I'm just gonna have to go there before, you know, it's gonna be a lot.
That's so funny. I thought you were about to be I literally thought in with the Hills. I'm just going in. I thought that's where you're
gonna
go.
The Hills. I'm going wild.
I just really thought that's what you're gonna say.
I think I'm gonna have to go wild.
I think the key is just for you, the accountability. It's like when you have agreements, it's just like, I think Heidi has made it very clear, you know, this is a job. You have to be here from 9 to 5. Now we have a thing where you clock in. It's just like no more. hours just being texted in. It's just, this
is too fun.
Yeah, this isn't camp.
It was a party. I'm like, no, this is work. Everyone needs to be here from here to here. I, you know, once a week we can do a pop bottle on Friday at like 5 or whatever, but it was just getting a little too fun. So I'm like, okay, I need to reorganize. I'm not liking the direction of this company and of what's going on. So I just really needed to step in and make sure everyone was being accountable for what they were doing and what is going on. And so I just feel like we've had a really good shift and everybody is actually enjoying it more. And I think it makes everybody's jobs easier having that communication because no one else wants to have to be the boss or being the one doing that. But I love doing that. That is my job. That is what I'm there for. So it's been a really good shift.
Yeah, I just so excited for 2020 and to go to the next level because I feel like we've been getting held back by so many factors and they've all been freed up for 2020. And it's just like game on, hills deal close, let's go, winning with positivity. The devil is always going to lose. He's a liar.
Liar. That's accuser, so funny. Is
I just watch how the devil, it's just the same pattern of the attack. It's like, dang, your stick's so old. It's like,
it is crazy that it's like the same entity. The same demon that comes through. It's like different people each time and you're like, I've seen you so many times. You're really right back here right now. And you know,
how
yeah.
this plays out. Bye bye.
Yeah. So the best thing to do is just see you later. It says,
I pray for these enemies.
I do too.
What's biblical. The name of that guy? Shout out to Cutthroat Rio, a rapper's brother who's a rapper that I met in Chicago, not in Chicago, long story. So he put on his story, this different guy I should know, like, I think he's from Atlanta. He's a trap pastor. And I saw very, very inspiring quotes. So I was watching all his videos last night. They're like trapping inspiration. And he was just talking about knowing, like, pretty much stop playing pretend when you know when people don't actually ride for you. How it's why are you even? I'm not going to say it as good as him. I'm going to ask Steve if we can use the audio and we can bleep out some of the swear words.
Yeah.
I shared it in my story and then I deleted it because I was like, I don't think my average viewer is going to understand trap culture and all the profanity in his inspiration. But it was.
Yeah, it was about not wasting your time with negativity and having people try to drag you down and people trying to jump on the train after it's already gone and like being fake with you.
I think Gunner needs some water. You're so fast. Heidi's off. And I'll pause it because I can't do a podcast without my Heidi. So we're probably going to name podcast Famous Again. I only feel that in small business success. I still don't feel that yet in television success. Oh my God. Shout out Bram Pinvidic, the author of The 3-Minute Rule, who we're going to get on an upcoming episode. He produced and created the first reality show I was on. Oh, Heidi's off again. Or she's back. Called The Princess of Malibu. If you're bored, really, really bored, you can find... Oh, she's gone again. 6 episodes on YouTube. But he just went on Logan Paul's podcast called Impulsive. I don't know. I only watched it because Brant did a swipe up. And Brant's given me a lot of life advice, business advice. One of my favorite Canadians. And now he's American. Mr. America, so I should give him that credit. So Brant was talking about with Logan Paul the difference digital versus cable TV, and it's just so true. What a miracle The Hills is back. Like, yeah, everyone, he was saying, you know, you guys get all these views or whatever, but just the fact that like a Hills episode or these cable episodes really cost, you know, $2 million an episode to produce content versus like, I don't know what a really good YouTube channel, like does Logan Paul spend more than $10,000 on his episodes or Jake or 20 or David Dobrik spend more than $2,000, $3,000? I don't know. And they're getting the most views ever, but the content and just, he had a quote that I'm going to mess up, but something about the act, like, I'm not even going to try to say it, but it was about how when audiences watch, the power of cable television and television is when people watch it, they feel like, well, somebody had to get you in there, like past the barrier. He'll tell it when he's on the podcast. And it's just so true. And we are so blessed. The Hills is back. And I am going to have even a refreshed energy because it was emotionally so draining being on a cast that sometimes I felt like wasn't being authentic or wasn't trying to tell the real story. And I don't care, round two. I'm just going to be like, thank God these TV cameras in this miracle lightning a bottle twice are filming us again for another season on television. And as my friend Brant so eloquently stated, how hard it is to have a show on the air, how many hundreds of people have to say yes before something is aired on television in 2019, especially 2020, which season two of The Hills on MTV will be on. So I obviously just want to thank the president, Chris McCarthy, obviously, Nina. I don't want to mess up your last name. It's Nina to me. You don't even need a last name. And then Jessica Zalkine, and obviously my OG, Kristen, for helping bring The Hills back, because it's a miracle and how much it's helped our crystal business and so many things. Just like, so many 9 years of answered prayers. But yeah, that was what I, so moral of the story, long story is Heidi's gone and I don't have my co-host, is we're going to have Brant, author of The 3-Minute Rule. You should check it out before, so that way maybe you can have some questions. I personally bought it, but then I ended up listening to the audiobook. It's been number one on Amazon for like 3 weeks since it came out, and it's about bringing like his Hollywood pitch to like your everyday life, to your business, your boardroom. But it's just super inspo. Heidi's back.
And I'm out of breath.
Hello,
I made it. Okay, so I think that's it.
Yeah, right. We have a million stories. And then our rental car, the light is on that says freaking coolant or whatever.
I asked my dad, I'm like, so what is that for? He's like, the engine.
So just check it and say like red alert. That's on them.
Whatever. Don't our car also said check tire. Guess what? It was
fine. Well, ready for this? Heidi saved so much money patching our tire that already had a hole in it.
And I was just patching.
And I was like, Heidi, if there's anything you're going to save money on, why does it have to be our tire? So when Kelsey called, she's things. Like, they want to know if you want to patch it again. I was like, Kelsey, and tell them no, we would not to patch it again.
It was unpatchable. The other one I drove around on for like a few days without needing it patched.
I'm not hearing that soul. If you have a hole in your tire and you drive around, new tires. Not Lamborghini tires.
So. All right. Well, geez, not cheap. Trying to save money on everything.
Clearly, but I'm sure it'll add it up with AAA and my heart, you know, future doctor bills and the look on your face. Jibes. Kelsey's in the back seat. It sure is always an adventure with you two. Oh my god.
So, are you ready for baby number two?
Why do I just throw that in when you're talking about how wildlife is?
So anyways. Yep. We are going to go here. We have like 10 minutes before I go to bed.
Is it 9? thank our you time. To our amazing podcast listeners. I finally am starting to feel like a podcaster now that we have reached, I think, 100 episodes. Our amazing network, Podcast One, is asking for a new photo to replace for him. I'm like, yo.
Just use the old.
Shout out, Steve. I've gotten all your emails and texts. I know that we need to schedule a photo shoot. We need outfits.
Let's just keep the title and keep the photo.
We're rebranding.
Oh, my gosh.
We're 100 episodes later. If 100 episodes of podcasting didn't make us famous, then it should be the sad podcast with ideas.
Just keep it. Also,
It's just that brand's over. I don't like the make. It's connected to just so much negativity. I'm not trying to have anyone, like, we can't even wear our merch because people would be like, oh my God, those are Trump hats. I'm going to kill you. I'm like, it says make Spidey famous again. I didn't. So yeah, we can't even wear our merch. We need to rebrand. I'm not trying to get less sniped out for the wrong.
So yeah, oh, the battery's
hat.
About to die. Okay.
Thank you to our incredible sponsor, Crayola. And again,
my favorite was Baby Shark. I had so much fun doing Baby Shark with Gunner.
Oh, my favorite was drawing stick figures with Gunner.
Aww.
We said, Mom.
Ooh, thinking of skinning. Thanks, G.
Thank you for listening to my lovely wife, Heidi, who I love and adore.
Oh, thank you. And really, if you're traveling anything, get Crayola Color Wonder. It is perfect, and all the different characters really switches it up because we need as many mess-free activities as possible. So check it out. Happy holidays. You're welcome.
Oh my God, I just remembered. It's the podcast that took 2 days to upload. We have to go do this, upload this at your mom's house in the morning.
Oh, I'm already going there.
That's what it was. I was like, oh my God, we have to upload 54 minutes. We can't even do 30-second cameos. Oh my God, I had a heart attack. Yep.
Okay,
so
Steve,
appreciate this late podcast because we had no Wi-Fi. Thank you to our listeners.
Merry Christmas.
And just so you know, we recently asked about our numbers. Thank you to all 28 billion of you.
Thank you so much for listening to the episode of Make Spidey Famous Again. Happy holidays.
Please go give us 5 stars. That does matter. I'm not sure to who. I think our amazing sponsors. And, you know, we love incredible reviews.
Okay, thank you so much. Happy holidays.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze. And it felt a little like... time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.